And welcome, everybody, to episode, 566 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the
Bold. It's only 100 away from 666.
I know, isn't that? That's going to be a special occasion. Gentlemen, how are you?
Oh, 616 will be the real special occasion. That's supposed to be the real Mark of the Beast.
I guess.
Do we have to sacrifice somebody or something?
No, we just need to find someone who can burn a fake city of Rome to the ground and then have them play the fiddle.
I like the idea of sacrificing a virgin or something like that.
Because that's what the Mark of the Beast was supposed to reference.
That's wrong.
Nero is supposed to be a devil, so...
Yeah, well, I mean, my other moniker is Asmodeus.
I guess it actually refers to Old Scratch.
You're killing them before they get a chance to, you know, become adults and do the one thing that's awesome about being an adult.
How about a 40-year-old virgin? Do you think that's acceptable, Break? They've lived half their life.
Wow, that's... Are we talking about Eric?
No. I'm not talking about Eric at all. He's nowhere near 40.
I'm somewhere in between an asexual and a demisexual. I mean, I do have a sex drive, but it's very diminished.
Yeah.
I get you.
Well, I mean, plus he's like a demigod.
I was just making a joke.
Gods, like Eric is a demigod. So, you know, he doesn't have to worry about any of that shit. You know, he's just who he is. Going to be a fun show today. We're going to be talking a lot of Black Friday deals. I've got them all lined up for you. I'll go through the highlights. I'm not going to go through every single deal because there are literally a ton of deals. But we will be talking about what's not on sale in certain places and stuff like that. And I'll highlight that. And plus plenty of other, a lot of other fun. Let's just put it that way. So how was your week, Eric? Did you have a decent week?
Yeah, I took the day off because I only have, up until today, I had 3 days left. So I decided I was going to use one of them.
Yeah, why not? You got to use those before they go away, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I had sushi today and it was good.
Yeah, sushi's always good, man. I mean, depending
on what... I don't get sushi often because it's... often pricey because they need you to pay at least $10 before they'll take your card.
Jesus, yeah.
Sushi is expensive because we live in Ohio.
Yeah,
sushi is always kind of expensive.
But you guys are a little bit closer.
Seafood in general is.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, think about where I live, though. I live right in the middle of the United States, practically. So, like, getting seafood is, like, crazy... you know, here in Colorado, like everything's super expensive, but, you know, even if you live on the coast though, I heard it's still fairly expensive.
Well, we're closer to the coast, so we can that's probably why it's slightly cheaper than actually being at the coast.
The reason they sell it for more expensive on the coast is because it's fresh. It's fresh.
Yep.
It's as fresh as it can get right here.
Yep. That's true too. And fresh is always better for sure.
But like places like Frank, it's like super expensive because they have to factor in the cost of shipping.
Yep, shipping and you know.
Oh, shit, I hit mute.
Yeah, you didn't hit mute. Break. All right, let's get started with.
My bad. She kind of barked at me a little. I thought I hit the mute button and started. My bad.
It's all good.
I wasn't talking. Just pretend you didn't hear me talking to my dog.
That's awesome. All right, here we go.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, take us away with the first story.
All right. We got a delay for the first story, but Labyrinth of Galleria, Covenant of Dusk has been delayed from spring 2020 to an undecided date, so an indefinite delay. And so I guess that's whenever they feel like it's ready.
Yeah, I mean, Break is always big on this, and I think I agree with you, Break. If it takes a while to get it finished, then finish it. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Take your time. Like,
I still have to play the first Coven of Tusk, so yeah. This is great for me.
Yeah, it's good for you, Eric. But I think this is a good move. You know, wait till it's polished and then send it.
I think them also wanting to do a simultaneous global release also factors into this.
Yeah.
Hey, and it's not true anymore that you only get one chance to do it right because of updates and stuff like that. But you only get one first. You only get a first impression. You know.
Yeah, I used to think.
So if you want a bad first impression, go ahead and just release your game when whatever the producer says.
Yeah.
Or you know, finish it and
You
know, have people.
I think I agree with that, but I also agree, Brake. There's been a few games. Like I know Fallout was kind of a wreck when it first Fallout 4 was kind of a wreck, but it eventually got really, really good with all the updates.
It's like how Cyberpunk, we didn't know when it was coming out, and it's coming out soon because they've mostly got all of it done now.
Yeah. And how many people got a bad taste in their mouth because of the original Fallout 4 release? You know? How many people stopped playing Fallout because of that?
That's true, too. I mean, it did make a comeback. But
should we even talk about Fallout 76?
Oh, God, let's not.
What is that now? I've never heard of it.
That's still a dumpster fire, and I don't know if there's any coming back from that game. But
apparently BioWare is going to restart Anthem and try to resuscitate it.
I don't think there's any resuscitating that shithole either, man. Like, ugh. All right, Brake, what do we got next? Hopefully this
coming
next
to us live
story.
From RPG site, Langrisser 1 and 2. It gets its release date. Ooh, there you go. Langrisser 1 and 2 will release on March 10th, 2020 in North America, March 13th in Europe. I don't know why I tried to say 13th or something. I don't know what I was trying to say. And March 20th in Australia and New Zealand.
I almost thought you said 30 teeth.
Yeah. 30 teeth. Oh, man. Teeth coming out the sides and shit.
So that's for the PlayStation 4, Switch, and Steam. There you go.
All right. Not much to say on that. That's good for them, I guess. Let's move on.
Yeah, there's a trailer people can check out. That's it. They don't really give you any details on the trailer. So
that's not
helpful to anybody listening.
I'm still getting. I'm still trying to get the video portion of the show going again, but every workaround like. Messes something else up, so I'd rather just wait till they come out with the full release of my streaming software and go from there. You know, at least y'all can hear us and you know in all our glory. But speaking of glory, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Snack World, the dungeon crawl, gold coming west on February 14th.
Holy shit! It's a literal food quest.
Yep. I mean, we talk about that.
They've stolen our idea.
Yep.
Where is our lawyer?
And, you know, I'll even forego the lawyer.
This game
if they
is
just...
basically Yo-Kai Watch, but without the ghost.
Yeah. I say they just give us money, break, and then we'll be good. You know what I mean?
Well, I get a lawyer to come in and say, hey, we're suing you before we get a buyout. You know?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the buyout's what we're really going for. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want this to
just pay us off. That's fine. You stole our idea. I mean.
And we won't sell for just having us as DLC characters.
Exactly.
We want final say on all future LPs, too.
Yes, exactly. And a portion thereof. You know what I'm saying? The Snack World is a Japanese multimedia franchise that was originally announced in 2015, though it never achieved a presence in the West until now.
So you're saying they owe us like 4 years back pay too?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm saying. Mm. So, and then there's a game overview.
Because this game was like released a while back and I was wondering what the hell was going on with it.
So like Eric said, it's basically Yo-Kai Watch without the ghost, but there's I like this phrase that they
and
have
a bunch
for
of food puns and stuff.
Jiggle your Jaras. Outfit yourself with Jaras, which are weapon shields, healing tonics, and status buffing colognes with randomized parameters that can be shrunk down for ease of carrying. Sort of like if you had a bag of holding for the D&D fans out there. And that's about it.
God, I wish I had real-life bags of holding.
I know. I mean, bags of holding, that's like the most underrated item in Dungeons & Dragons, man. I love that.
But grocery shopping would be so easy. I know. Everything, one bag, I'm done. Okay,
be easy to steal things from the store, man. Like you just. You
know, I didn't think of it like that. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, see?
That's what you think of, huh?
No, well, I mean...
If we lived in a magic society like that, I'm pretty sure they'd come up with magic that, like, neutralizes that effect.
Probably. No, man, I mean, thieves, I like to play... Like, other than paladins, thieves were, you know, were fun to play, too.
So they'd, like, sabotage your bag like the banks do, and, like, the money bags. You get sprayed with, like, blue ink when you go up and you open your bag of holding.
You open, like, up the bag.
Blue ink everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. Man. All my food's got this blue ink shit on it, man. Damn it.
Well, the inside's blue, too. Shit.
All right, Eric, what do we got next?
All right,
goddamn,
we got some news. Pokemon Sword and Shield have sold 6 million or so in the first week of sales.
That's a shitload of sales. Oh,
fuck yeah, it is.
That's worldwide.
It doesn't matter.
Still a shit ton of sales.
2 million are for the Japanese market.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, we're going to be talking about the Pokemon. I know a couple weeks we... it was either last week or the week before we talked about toxic fandom, and we'll be talking about that again a little bit in our free for all.
What did I do this time?
No, it's just I had time to kind of like look at both sides of what's going on, break, and there's some surprising things that kind of made me like not sympathetic to Pokemon fans, but we'll get into it. We'll talk about it later. Next story, Breakman.
So, you know, Pokemon listeners, he hates you. Yeah. Coming to us live from RPG Site. Arcs of the Alchemist launches on January 30th, 2020 in North America, January 31st in 2020 in Europe. Opening movie and character introductions. What?
Yep, with no gameplay. So.
Yeah, so that's the video they have. And then they have, like, a rundown on the characters. Do you want the rundown? I'll just give you their name. Quinn Bravesford,
okay.
Sharon Valver, and Sandra Wainwright.
Oh, all right.
It's actually normalish names.
Yeah, I know. It's not like, Elvin
Edge Maverick D&D names.
Yeah, Edge Maverick.
Bravesford's a bit out there, but the rest of them are like, oh, that's, you know, I can see people named Wainwright.
Yeah, or Valver.
I've heard of people named Wainwright. That's a real name.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Not bad. They're thinking of us here in the West, Brickman. All right, I guess next story is mine. How appropriate. Dragon Quest Builders 2 is coming to PC on December 10th. Comes to us from RPGsite.net. So just in a few weeks, that's kind of cool for the PC players out there. The Steam version will include pre-order bonuses for anybody that purchases it between now and the 6th of January. Following freebies that were originally pre-order bonuses or free downloads for PlayStation Plus members. So everything that the PlayStation Plus got, it's going to get on PC. Ornamental medicinal herb recipe, Dragon Quest logo recipe, ornamental chimera wing recipe. Chimera wings are really helpful. Five sigil block recipes for building decorative blocks with sun, stars, moon, water, and soul motifs. Let's see. Legendary line art recipe. I don't know what that is. And a low-res luminary recipe. So, some goodies.
Is there a good recipe in there? None of those sound delicious.
Yeah, no, they don't. They don't sound like you can eat them. This version will also include all the content out of the game part of the season pass. This includes the Hotto stuff, aquarium, and modernist packs. Description of these items, as well as nice infographic detailing it, are below, which you can't see. But it includes more than 40 recipes, which is cool in that game. Aquarium pack, World of Dragon Quest Builders 2 has become your oyster. Fishing island awaits you. Yada yada yada, and that's about it. So there you go. So PC, you can rest easy. Your Dragon Quest Builders 2
fix. You can play a version of the game that actually plays at optimal settings, probably.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I want like a version of that for a tablet. You know, something you have like you can really interact with. I think it'd be easier to build personally.
Mm. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Touch the screen.
Yep.
Because I have to touch it.
He said, "Touch it." All right, Eric, next story.
Don't just look at it, touch it.
Okay, next story is another delay with Octopath Traveler Conquerors of the Continent has been delayed from 2019 to 2020. No specific month, just I guess it's in the same situation as that other game we talked about. Yeah. But they said it's mostly complete, but I'm guessing they're trying to get servers up and running in a manner that there won't be issues.
Oh, the whole server excuse. I don't know. We talked about this. Delays are fine now. I mean, you know, there's so many options for games that, like, does anybody really, unless it's like some AAA title, like, I could understand why people were upset with Last of Us Part 2 not coming out when they said it was, but I mean, other than that, just fix the game as much as you can. You know, let's get a good complete version of a game before
like it sounds like the game was complete, but like not all the story content might have been there. So
yeah. All right, Breakman, you get the honor of the last story
coming to us live from Silicon Era. The Way of the Samurai and Way of the Samurai spinoff Katana Kami gets February 20th release date and Shirin first print DLC. Cat, do not play with my cowbell. Is that what you want, Cat?
Cat's playing with the cowbell again.
Shirin the Wanderer is a game that Spike Chunsoft also makes.
Yeah.
So.
And she's rubbing her face on it. She's sniffing it a little. Up. Now she's swatting it again. She's trying to play with it.
Ah, there you go.
Yesterday, Spike Chunsoft and Acquire announced that the spinoff Way of the Samurai. She's disappointed with not being able to do anything to penetrate it because it's metal.
She's auditioning to be the official RP Grinder Cowbell Cat. So,
Cowbell Cat.
Yeah.
Take that, Keyboard Cat.
For those unfamiliar with Katana Kami, it's a top-down hack and slash game featuring procedurally generated dungeons and a focus on swordplay compared to the main game. What are you talking off, Cat?
The cat is sabotaging Breakman. That's awesome,
I'm
man.
I'm sorry, I'm totally distracted. Additionally, info on the first. What are you playing with now? For Christ's sake, she's playing with a piece of candy. I don't even know where did you get candy from, Cat? I don't know what that is. Play with it, whatever. Additionally, info on the first print DLC for the game was released. The first DLC is for a set of 5 katanas based off historical famous swords in real life. The second DLC is a set of clothes and swords that makes the protagonist look like a certain wanderer from Spike Chunsoft's Shirin series.
Yeah, yeah. Breakman, before we move on, how far along are you in the Friday the 13th marathon that you were doing?
There's only 2 left, 7 and 8.
Oh, cool. Oh, did you do Freddy versus Jason and Jason X?
I bought her an 8-pack.
Oh, the 8-pack.
So from what I'm reading, this game's a weird hybrid of Shirin plus action RPG plus the Way of the Samurai.
Hey, Freak, let us know if you can hear us in chat. And let me know if you can see the graphics, because I got something special for you, Freak5. I had this in mind. We don't have video yet, but I got something very, very special for people like Freak and everybody else in chat that pisses me off, which is almost all of you sons of bitches. But
I know.
Anyways, just let me know if you can hear and see the graphic, Freak5, and then I will change it to, you know, every time when you come in, I will put this on the screen. Just let me know when you can hear us and see. But anyways, what were you saying?
Oh, he's going to say, I've worked long and hard to annoy the piss out of you.
Yeah. Let me know. Yeah, exactly. I mean, that happens every second. Freak5, let me know if you can see. I don't know if you're in a position to see, because if you are, I got something special for you. Okay, that was the news for the week. We have a bunch of these.
I don't think so. Homie, don't play that.
All right, homie discounts this week. We're going to be talking Black Friday. And there are a ton of sales. I'm going to go through each one. If you guys have anything else you want to add, let me know. But I'm going to try to do this as quickly as I can. Starting with Best Buy, because I think that's the place where people are really going to want to be, except for the fact that the first party Nintendo games are, it looks like $10 more expensive at Best Buy. So I would not recommend getting, you know, any Switch games at Best Buy because they're $40, whereas like places like
Walmart, well, some of them are, but like the ones that you'd expect to be cheaper aren't.
Yeah, like Mario Odyssey is $40. I mean, the first party stuff don't bother getting at Best Buy, but some of the highlights, I saw Octopath Traveler's down to $40. I think that's about as cheap as you're going to get that for a while. Let's see here.
Actually, I think I saw like the cheapest outside of that would be like $5 more. Like one time I saw,
yeah,
but like that was like the only other time.
Ni No Kuni: Wrath of the White Witch for the Switch is down to $25. I think that's a really good deal. If you wanted to pick up Diablo 3 Eternal Collection on the Switch, now's the time to do it. It's $25. They do have a PlayStation 4 with three games for $199 break. So I don't know if you were
ever... Is that a base PS4?
Yeah, it's the base PS4, which is not too much different than the Pro, to be honest. There's not a huge difference. Yeah,
the only thing Pro really did was add HDR support and 4K support when applicable.
Yeah, yeah. So $199 for that is not bad. What is Freak Five's talking about my penis for some reason? If you wanted to pick up Call of Duty Modern Warfare, it's $39.99.
It's also slightly beefier, so games perform a little
bit better. Wait a minute. He said you had a micro penis, and you didn't say, you just like, you didn't ban him, you didn't exile him, there was nothing.
Well,
I don't think he heard that.
You can obviously not see the screen break. I don't know if you're looking at the...
No,
the,
I can see
exiled.
It.
Exiled.
Yes, so... That pretty much says it all right there. There's I'll get to a PlayStation VR bundle, which is pretty nice. It at Target and at Best Buy, they're having a sale where you can save $100 and get five games, including Skyrim.
If I could just get VR for $100, I probably would get it. But.
Yeah, $200 is not a bad price to pay with the five games that they're offering: Resident Evil, Biohazard, Golf, Astrobot, Skyrim, and Worlds. If I had an extra $200, I would definitely pick that up. But
That reminds me, Best Buy is getting the Gold Edition Resident Evil 7/Biohazard, whatever. For I think $20,
I did not see that.
Or is it 15? Yeah, no, 15. That's what it was.
Dungeon Busters in chat.
It's at Best Buy.
Yeah, Dungeon Busters.
Pick that up along with Catherine.
Yeah, Dungeon Busters in chat. What's up, Dungeon? Days Gone is going to be down to $20, so that's 50% off. That's not a bad deal. A bunch of the PlayStation hits are down to $9.99, like God of War. That's an excellent deal. Horizon Zero Dawn for $9.99. That's the complete edition. That's an excellent price. Last of Us, if you for some reason have not played that excellent game remastered, that's $10. The Uncharted collection for $10 is outstanding. So you get Uncharted 1, 2, and 3 for $10. That is not a bad deal at all. And Uncharted 4 for $10 is not bad. Resident Evil 2 is down to $15. So is Spider-Man Game of the Year Edition and Kingdom Hearts 3. So that's probably what our audience wants to hear the most. Kingdom Hearts 3 for $15. Sign me up. I'll be picking that up. If you like any of the sports games, those are down to like $27.99. Any of the EA sports games and 2K games. Borderlands 3, if you were thinking about picking up that, it's $27.99 at Best Buy. I think that's the lowest that I've seen it. So that's a huge savings for a game that came out literally.
$40 for Code Vein as well.
Yeah, Code Vein is $40. Shadow of the Tomb Raider for $15 is not a bad pickup if you like physical editions.
The definitive edition is $30, so
yeah,
that's the one with all the DLC.
Yeah, that is nuts, Dungeon. He says Kingdom Hearts 3 for $15. That it really is. I'm picking that up for sure. Devil May Cry 5 for $15 is not a bad pickup. Near
what is bad is the Final Fantasy 10.10.2 HD remaster, specifically because the Switch version has a DLC code for 2, because that's how Square decided to do it in the US, which is in the UK, which was dumb.
Yeah. Nier Automata Game of the Yorha edition is down to 20. That's a pretty good deal there. Metro Exodus is $20. Not bad. Dragon Quest XI, if you haven't picked that up, you can pick it up for $20. Not a bad deal. And as
Resident Evil 7 Biohazard Gold Edition is 20.
As Eric said, Code Vein is down to 40. Shenmue 3, if you're interested in the Shenmue series, down to $35. I think that's the cheapest I've seen that. They have an Xbox One for $349 with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order, and that is the Xbox One X.
This listing's confusing me. It says Wolfenstein Youngblood Deluxe Edition and Wolfenstein Youngblood is listed. I guess they're different, but they're both $20. So what?
Yeah.
Why isn't one cheaper?
Dungeon, yes. It's going to be down to $35, so it might be a good time if you want to pick up Shenmue to pick that up. Need for Speed Heat, which I don't believe is even out yet. If it's out, it just came out like...
No, it came out this week.
Okay, so it just came out. Down to $40, so that's a really good...
If you want to hurt yourself, you can get Contra or Rogue Core for $20.
don't do that. I highly recommend not doing that. Control is down to $30, which I think that came out a couple months ago, a month or two ago.
More like 3 months ago.
I think I saw Control for $25 at Target. When I get to Target, I got it
off of Amazon for $30 when my brother gave me an Amazon gift card for my birthday, and I got it for that.
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption 2 is down to $25, as well as Mortal Kombat 11. Rage 2, if you want that clusterfuck of a game, $20. Ace Combat 7 for $20. That's not a bad deal either.
If you only have a PS4 and you don't mind not having all the extra bells and whistles of the Switch version, Dragon Quest XI's $20.
Yeah, I already mentioned that one. Mm-hmm. Moving on to Walmart. Bunch of games for $30, but the highlights being a lot of the first-party Nintendo titles like Zelda, Splatoon, Mario Odyssey, which I will be picking up. Let's see. What else here? Gears 5, which is $5 cheaper at Best Buy, which I mentioned. Here's a crazy deal for you. Call of Duty Modern Warfare, $38. I think that's going to be a huge seller at Walmart. Let's see if there's anything else. There was something...
Every time I see a good deal for The Witcher 3, I never can bring myself to get it because there's always something else I want to get instead.
Yeah. Dungeon says Rage 2 is not bad if you like mindless run-and-gun action.
Oh, yeah. Mega Man 11 for $16.99, which is odd. Why not just make it 15 or 11 like it was that one time.
Yeah. More Walmart sales. You can get wireless controllers for $29, which is not a bad deal. I think I'm going to pick up one of those. There's deals on Xbox controllers for $39 and PlayStation controllers for $39 as well. So if you're looking to pick up an extra one, there you go. Bunch of games for $20, like Friday the 13th for the Switch, Metro, Skyrim, if you haven't bought the billionth copy of Skyrim, that's available. Let's see. Spider-Man is also going to be on sale at Walmart for $15. They got UFC, Grand Theft Auto 5, Witcher 3, some other stuff like that. So some good deals there. Same console deals pretty much for the most part.
Did you mention that you can get Bloodborne for $10?
Yes, I think I did. Bloodborne,
I think that might be the one with all the DLC, because I think that's like the only one that exists now.
Yeah. And if you're interested in Blu-rays and 4K stuff, Walmart's going to be the place to go. They have a bunch of 4K movies for sale for $8 a piece, like Aquaman, Avengers Endgame, Spider-Man, It, Bohemian Rhapsody, and there's a bunch of others that I'm not going to mention, but there's a bunch of Blu-rays as well. Let's see. Going on to GameStop. They do have a few good deals I wanted to highlight. Secret of Mana, $25. I don't know if I'd pay $25 for that.
No, that remake is kind of a dumpster fire.
Yeah.
I regret spending $40 on it.
Yeah, I'm trying to look for something super, super great. Skyrim for $20.
Yakuza Kiwami for $10 at Best Buy.
I did not see that. I might pick that up as well.
There's also Devil May Cry 5, but I'm tempted. But that's $15. But I really want to get the Resident Evil 2, gold or 7 gold edition, because I rarely ever see it at a sub 20 price. So I'll pick it up that price.
Yeah. Okay. Mana
Madonna. It retained value for some reason.
Yeah. All right. Let me get through this, Eric, because I got a few more here. Assassin's Creed Odyssey for $15 is not a bad deal. Also on the PlayStation Store, they have like the Ultimate Edition, but for $30. But you also get Assassin's Creed 3 remastered with that, plus some DLC, plus some other stuff. So I think that's a good deal. I think I'm going to pick that up. Man of Medan for $15. I think that just came out, what, a month or two ago?
I don't think the rest of the episodes are out, but I think that's like the season pass thing.
Yeah. Kingdom Hearts, the story so far for $20. That's not a bad deal at all. That includes like Kingdom Hearts 1 and 2, I believe, and you know, all those in between ones.
So if you want a headache, I mean, if you want to try to figure out the story, you go.
Injustice 2, if you're a fighting fan, $15 at GameStop, so that's pretty good. They got a lot of the same console deals, and I think that's about it for deals at GameStop. Oh, Sea of Thieves for $25 if you want to have a few hours of fun with that. There you go.
That's on the Game Pass, though, so you might as well just get the Game Pass.
Yeah. Target has the VR headset deal for $200 plus the 5 games, which I mentioned earlier. So if you happen to be at Target and want that. I think that's about it on the games there. There wasn't anything too major, I believe. There was something else. Oh, they are also going to have first-party Nintendo stuff for $30, like Mario Odyssey, Zelda Breath of the Wild, Mario Tennis Aces. Couple games. Here's a good deal. If you have never played Monster Hunter Iceborne, that's on sale for $35. That's not a bad deal.
I think I saw like a price error that I was selling it for like $25 at Walmart, but it didn't last the night. And I was going to take advantage of it last Saturday, but it went back to like $40.
Yeah. $25 for Control. That's where I saw Control for $25. So that's not a bad deal. And that's about it for the highlight. Kingdom Hearts 3 is also $15 at Target, so there's some good deals there. I did mention that PlayStation Store has some really good deals as well going on right now. Outer Worlds, which I hear is really, really good things, is $44.99. That just came out, so that's a really good price. I'm going to give you guys one bonus PlayStation Plus sale. Everywhere is selling 12-month subscriptions for $45, including the store. But if you go to eBay right now, you can get a one-year subscription for $40, $39.99. So,
for what?
For a 12-month subscription to PlayStation Plus. That's a bonus deal.
Today. $40 or $45?
$40. Everywhere else is $45. But on eBay right now, so if you're listening to this within a day or two, you probably will get the deal. I picked up 1 year. I think I might, if they still have some, by the time I figure out my monies, I think I'm going to get another year for $39.99. That's an excellent price.
I only subscribe to Plus whenever I want to like play a Souls game with the online features at this point, or get games for free. And then once I feel like playing those games again, I'll just pay for a month subscription and play those.
Yeah, I would pay $40 for a year. It's worth it, Eric. I mean, especially if you can get it for $40. Even $45 is worth it. I don't like paying full price. And I never go month to month. I mean, because if you figure, I think it's what, $10 month to month? 4 months, that's a third of a year, or, you know, so, you know, for a full year for $40 is not bad at all. Outer Worlds being $44.99 is not bad at all. There were some other sales that I saw.
I think Sony needs to do like a PlayStation Plus Ultimate, so that rolls in online play with the PS or with the PS Now service.
Yeah.
So it's like the Xbox Game Pass Ultimate.
Yeah. Battlefield 5 down to $16 on the PlayStation Store, so that's a really good deal. But that's about it for Black Friday, unless you guys had anything else you wanted to add to the Black Friday discounts. I think I covered almost everything that...
Did you do Meijer?
I did not. I don't have any Meijers around here.
There's a good Meijer deal if you're looking for the Sega Genesis. It's going to be $50.
How much?
50.
Oh, that's not bad at all, actually. That's really good. A lot of good deals this year, Dungeon. He says, wow, that's a lot of great game deals. Yeah. It's going to be a good deal if you can wade through the, you know, the crowds and stuff. I don't know what Amazon is doing. I'm guessing they will do most of the same deals, so maybe you want to...
Wait, what was the Mini Genesis deal?
$50.
Where?
Meijer.
I don't think I could go anywhere near there because I want to tell my mom, like, maybe this is next month's gift.
Yeah,
somebody's got worn out for his arrest.
Good. Eric is a criminal, confirmed.
Eric is a criminal. Yeah, we didn't know this. This is interesting.
What are you talking about?
You can't go anywhere near that store. Apparently, you've been
no, because I can't. There's no Meijers where I live.
Eric That's got why. Fingered. Eric got fingered, Breakman.
I can't go near... actually, that's not true. There is one in Mentor now. I just remembered it was built recently.
Yeah. All right, Breakman, anything in your segment this week that warrants me playing your intro?
No, and I'm really disappointed. You know, I was banned for basically a week. and nobody, like, when I came back, like, there was no love. There was no dear Breakman. There was nothing.
Wow. So which account was it that was taken down? Was it the RP Grinders or your own?
No, it was Breakman.
Okay, I was going to say, man. And what the hell did you get banned? Because the same thing happened to me.
It was just a long tweet that I sent to the president. Basically, to summarize, I called him a
piece of shit
bitch.
Oh, and that got you
handing over for Putin and such like that, you know.
Just the truth. You said the truth. So
Right. It was nothing. It honestly... What I said was one of the least offensive tweets I've sent.
You'd be surprised what people complain about. Dungeon says, mm-hmm. Eric has secret procurement skills. I like how he put that. Very, very eloquent and very
I haven't stolen anything.
We don't believe you anymore. You're banned from Meijer.
Yeah, that's what people say.
You're not even allowed in the neighborhood, apparently.
The number one thing people say when they steal stuff is, I didn't steal anything. So, you know, we're on to you, Eric. We're on to you.
That's not true. It wasn't me.
That too.
It wasn't him.
I could do it like Trump and say I did, and then I say I didn't.
Exactly. Go back and forth.
No, okay. You did it.
Yeah, exactly.
And immediately say it was you or somebody else.
Yeah, know? Or either it just...
It was Putin.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let's move on, guys.
The Putin made me do it is basically what he's doing now.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, honestly, with Twitter, I've been pushing the limits of Twitter for a while. I've been saying a lot of offensive shit.
Yeah.
Really offensive shit. Just like to see, you know, because these Trumpsters are just... It's a disgrace that this is going on in our country right now.
Dang it, Freak 5 can't hear, apparently, so I don't know what's going on with Freak 5's connection. But
Trump got to us. Time to shit.
It's time to move.
Even Fox News is like, this shit's got to stop.
It's exactly. It's time to move on to...
Inquiring minds want to know.
What have you been playing, Breakman? They want to know.
Some more of the Friday the 13th game, as you mentioned the movies earlier.
Yeah.
I still just completely suck.
Dude, I feel you. No matter how many times I play that game, I just don't get any better. Like, I just suck. I think that's one of the games, like, Freak always tells me to play with him, and I really should, because I think playing with him would help, even though he always tries to kill me as Jason and, you know, stuff like that. But, like, playing with friends is key in that game, because you can coordinate and talk to each other and, you know,
stuff like that. And, like, playing with random people, or it's like, where are you? I'm in the small cabin.
Yeah. I just want to know, when the Myers thing, is that, like, Black Friday only, or is it, like doorbuster, like, Thanksgiving Day crap?
You know what? I didn't pay that much attention.
What, Breakman not pay attention? No!
What, are you talking about me?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all.
Okay. I'm just double-checking.
Yeah.
Let's see here. This is... it doesn't say, so I'm guessing this is all
midnight, weekend?
Maybe Black Friday
all weekend. Oh,
and beyond, because it doesn't say that it's specifically just Black Friday. Like, they have their doorbuster ads, their doorbuster sales, which are just Thursday and Friday, and this isn't one of them. Genesis is deeper in there. It's in the just the gaming section.
That's interesting. That's a good price. That's a really good price. All right, what else have you been playing?
They've also got I completely forgot about this. Now that I'm going through it, it's a good thing, you maybe, because they have a buy one get one free on a select number of $20 games.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Do they have any like arcade one up deals? I'm not gonna get any, but I just like to know.
$250 at Walmart for Street Fighter, if you wanted that one.
I saw the Ninja Turtles arcade, which looks fucking badass at GameStop. It's on sale. As well as they had a couple others that were mentioned. I can't remember what they were. See, damn, now I gotta look this up. For God's sakes.
Speaking of Turtles arcade, I saw the new one based on the 2012 show. And it's like, I was surprised to see it in the first place, because I thought that used to be a DreamWorks, Dave and Buster's. I thought it was Dave and Buster's exclusive. But it's there, so I was like, oh, you need a dollar to play. It's like, why is this a dollar?
Oh, man. Fucking, doorbusters. You hit the door for dungeon says you hit the door for 20 points of damage, destroying it. You've earned the title.
So it'll be like those evil door trap mimics from Final Fantasy IV that will kill you in so many turns if you don't kill them quickly.
Yeah.
Let me be clear. I hate when they charge a dollar to play a game, not the other thing we're talking about.
Yeah. Dungeon says the TMNT arcade game was not great. I saw it at a Sega GameWorks when I was in Vegas. The Konami version's still the best. Of course it is. Of course. All right. What else you been playing, Break?
Let me see. Oh yeah, the Master Chief Collection. I'm halfway through the fourth game, and then I'm gonna go back and play ODST. So it's gonna be Oh man, this game looks gorgeous. And then, oh my God, is that supposed to be a face? What the fuck is that?
Yeah, exactly, man. Going back like that, man. Ugh.
ODST looked ugly when it was released.
Yeah. Yeah. Dungeon said he finally finished Baby Stranding, so that's cool. You know,
did you leave the baby and walk away? And you win. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
I told you it was the Moses game from fucking Bible Adventures.
Yeah, exactly. So there you go. He played Messenger the game. You know, apparently. I still want to play it. It looks decent to me. It looks like my type of game. I don't know.
I'm surprised that it's still hard to rent from fucking GameFly. Which, by the way, that's my stinko. I need to add that.
Okay, we'll add it. What else you been playing, Brick?
It's getting Game of the Year awards and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
It just came out, and already people are fawning over it. Honestly, I'm surprised.
Yeah, I'm surprised Dungeon isn't playing Outer Worlds right now. I heard that game is really, really good. I want to play that really bad. I think I might pick that up. It's cheap on it's cheaper on PlayStation Store right now, but looks good. All right, anything else, Break?
Just mobile phone games and stuff, but I don't see the need to talk about them. I just see the need to talk and ramble on and just kind of talk for no reason whatsoever.
Exactly. All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
Well, before we get into my like I said, I have a stinko one, but let me get my games I have been playing first, and then I can get to the game I haven't played. More London Detective Mysteria. I'm almost at the end of this route, but I might play more of it this weekend. Finally get that route down so I can just wrap it up. But Romancing Saga 3 is the other game I've been playing, and I'm nearly at the end of that. It's like Super Nintendo RPGs weren't very long compared to today, so it's about a 40-hour game if you want to do everything.
Yeah.
And like that's and by everything I mean everything within a given character scenario, because like the game's set up in such a way that, unlike Saga Frontier, where each character has their own story, it's more like like there is one character in the game that has their own unique story, and that's Katarina's. But the other characters have this one overarching story. But like depending on who you play and how you play it, certain quests won't be made available to you, so the game could potentially balloon to like 80 hours.
Dungeon stole my joke.
How but like you? the base game by itself from start to finish is about 40.
I got something for Dungeon. He stole my joke, so just look on the screen, Dungeon. But anyways, what else you been playing, Eric?
That's it, really.
All right. I've been playing Course MPQ every day a little bit, and Neo. Little update on Neo. I think I'm getting a little closer to getting out of the first area. So, you know, I guess for me, I'm making progress. Like, you know, I die like 50 million times.
At least if you ever decide to play New Game Plus, they don't make you play that section.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Dungeon. You see that? I can't put video yet, but there you go. That's what you get. That's how we do it here on Grinders. But anyways, so that's all I've been playing. A little bit of Neo. I'm not terrible at the game, I guess, but I just, man, that first section sucks, man. It's,
You just suck. That's
well, I do suck, but that first section does suck, man. Because when the first enemy, I swear, the first enemy.
The only thing that sucks about it is that the game doesn't teach you how to play until after that section.
Exactly. Like, what? How the hell am I? I mean, really? I mean, I
figured it out because it was like, oh, this is Dark Souls, so it'll play like Dark Souls.
Oh, God, how dare you? How dare you insinuate that you're a better player than me, Eric? It's patently untrue. But anyways, so yeah, that's all I've been playing. So
it's fake news, right? It's
how dare news. You? How dare you?
Fake news.
Let's move on.
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Eric, you're up. You have a review for Parasite.
I'm not entirely certain about the key control being available to you in the tower section, but I'm not. But you can try it. Like, have you ever noticed a blue spark after you attack?
In Neo?
Yeah.
No, I have not.
Yeah, that's probably not until after the intro then, because that's when they teach you about it, and it doesn't make sense for him to be able to use it before he learns about it.
Yeah, Dungeon says keep at Neo, you'll get it once you improve your skills and get better at stat weapons, Yeah, I figure, Dungeon, I'm trying, man, but I
not
got down...
Not just stats, traits are important, too.
I got down to...
In fact, they're more important.
I got down to... the tough get going. That's an old Billy Ocean song, Dungeon. But I got down to the point where there's like, I'm guessing I'm close to getting out of that fucking tower because like there's these like knights that are like covered in fucking armor that are fucking hard.
Yeah, don't
beat.
Try to go through the front door either because you'll just get mauled.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I learned my lesson.
You have to go around and climb up another tower. And technically, you can open the door from behind them, but then you'll just have to deal with it every time you try to go through there.
Yeah. All right, let's get through your review as quick as you can for Parasite.
Yeah, Parasite is a... You can't really say it's a horror movie, but like it does take an incredibly fucked up turn at the end.
Yeah, don't give spoilers.
It starts out as a dark... Actually... the best way to describe this would be a comedy, and by comedy I mean how Romans viewed comedy. And like the comedic part is the irony of the situation. But anyways, it is a movie that takes place in South Korea, and it's subtitled. It wasn't dubbed, because thank for that, because they probably would have gotten bad subtitle actors or whatever. But anyways, it's about this really poor family that their parents are currently unemployed, and a college student friend of one of the children is basically he's going abroad for, like, I guess a job, and he told him about the job that he was doing at this rich family's house, and told him that he could fill in for him, and it'd be a great way for him to earn money. And once he gets there and he gets settled in, they have the idea that they could all basically work there by pretending that they're people who they aren't and making sure they don't find out that they were related. So his sister ends up being the art tutor of the youngest, and his mom ends up being the new housekeeper, and they come up with a whole plan to, like, kick out the old housekeeper. And so they, when the sister comes in, they kick out the driver, and they, like, by basically make it look like he had sex on the dad's car, because, like, he's the driver, but he doesn't even own his car, so he's just driving the family car, and so he fires her for that. But it's stuff like that that goes on, and then, like, it's, and things get dicey at the end, and then the whole thing goes tits up, and you need to see it.
Yeah, I really do. So, what are you giving Parasite, Eric?
I'm gonna give it a 9.5. I missed, like, the first, I think at least the first 5 minutes, but I don't think I missed anything significant, because I got all the plot I needed. Yeah. But if you can go to the theater that's actually showing it, and you're not going some lame-ass theater that won't show subtitled movies, go ahead and see it. Like, it was worth the $9 I spent, because I wanted to see it on Monday, but my job got in the way, and I couldn't make the theater, because the theater's time for the movie was 3:30, which didn't leave me a lot of time to get out of work and get over there.
Yeah.
In fact, I had to rush Tuesday just to get there on time, and even then I was still kind of late.
Yeah. All right. Good score, Eric. Good score. I'm going to do a really quick review. I'm not going to spoil anything, although I really want to spoil it for Break. I know he...
it's got the stupidest release date.
It does.
Fridays. What the fuck kind of day is that to release your show?
I thought it was Thursdays. Like, the first 2 weeks, I thought it was Thursday. Then all of a sudden, I waited on Thursday, and then it didn't come. I was like, what the hell is going on? But you might be right. I think it's Fridays,
it's always Friday.
Watch them sell the Baby Yoda toy now.
Oh, my God. I hope they...
Oh, yeah. They've already merchandised it. Definitely.
Let me just say...
I want a real Baby Yoda, not a toy. I would name him Yoda, by the way. I mean, that's just mean. I mean, come on.
I would name him Yoga. That's what I would name him. But anyways.
That's even meaner.
But
was it a flashback to a Baby Yoda, or was it like
no,
one of the races?
No.
It's a race.
Eric, I am not going to spoil anything.
And they haven't named him, so he's... Everybody's just calling him Baby Yoda.
Yeah, Baby Yoda is what he is for right now. Let me just say...
So what's the name of the race what's the name of the race, by the way?
There's no name for the race in all the canon.
Oh my God, this is like a Dragon Ball Z situation where the Frieza's race just remains unnamed.
There's no...
Like, really? Fuckers? Give them a name.
I don't remember what there was, but I don't...
Nope, there is not. There is not.
The dub tried to give them a name, but it failed. I'm thankful for that.
Yeah.
Because dub did a lot of terrible things.
Let me finish here, Eric. I was going to talk a little bit about Disney Plus last week, but I guess I'll do it here. Disney Plus is good. The interface is excellent. And it's only going to get better, man. The series that are coming, all, if you're a Marvel fan, holy fuck, is there going to be stuff for you coming up. But The Mandalorian alone, I'm more of a Star Trek person than a Star Wars person, although I do like Star Trek or Star Wars. But The Mandalorian is good stuff, man. Like, I highly recommend getting it.
Just... I don't know, like, from what I heard, I mean, I don't always see the eye to eye with Jim, but, like, not only Jim, but his other co-host, Conrad, were not so down on the first episode or first two episodes.
Well, they're wrong. They're completely wrong. And the third episode gets even better. I'm not going to spoil anything because nobody's seen it yet. Except for me, apparently, and I could. That's why I'm, like, dangling my power at everybody right now, and I could just
throw out spoilers. Well, if you want, I'll take off my mic, and no. Our chatters can leave.
I am not. I'm not going to do that. I will say that I'm beginning to think that The Mandalorian is the best thing that that's ever come out of the world of Star Wars. I really am. Like, I like Star Wars, the movies.
Setting, like, post-Empire collapse?
It is.
This is post Return of the Jedi.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's really good, man. It, to me, it plays a lot like a Western, like an older Western movie, but with updated, like, action and sci-fi elements and stuff like that. It is an excellent series so far, and I think Weiland was in chat last week, and he was saying that he hopes Favreau and I can't remember the...
I've come up with a new name for the baby Yoda, Dobby.
Dobby Yoda. Dobby Yoda. But
we need to give him a sock so he's free.
I tell you one thing, like, I'm not a sucker for stuff like that, but baby Yoda is the cutest fucking thing in almost any movie or cartoon or...
I know, a cold-hearted bounty hunter murdered somebody just for that little cute time.
Yeah. He murdered the...
Shut the droid in the fucking back of the head.
That's right.
Fucking take that shit, motherfucker.
That droid sucked ass anyways. He was an idiot. But anyways, I'm beginning to think that really the Mandalorian...
I kind of want to subscribe to Disney Plus, but I heard about the data breach and the hack.
I'm guessing there's going to be a big reveal on who the Mandalorian really is, and we're not going to be expecting it.
I'm guessing that,
we
too.
We find out he's somehow... a descendant from Mandalore from the Old Republic games. I think that's what's going to happen.
I thought we were going to find out it's a woman being played by a man.
No, it's definitely a man.
We know it's a man that's the actor. So, but, you know.
Yeah, the man is he's the guy that played Oberon Martell on Game of Thrones, and he's an excellent actor, and he's doing an excellent.
What, you mean like got a voice pitch changer? And that makes so they're being voice acted by a man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Leia in her Leia booth. That's what I was trying to think of.
Yeah, exactly.
Her bounty hunter, she was pretending to be a man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has a chance to be the best that Star Wars
Boosh,
has to
Leia
offer.
Leia Boosh, that's what it is. Jesus yeah, Christ. God,
she,
I couldn't
she what? Boosh?
Yeah,
Boosh. I think it's Boosh.
Yeah,
I heard Shia LaBeouf, and I wanted to vomit. So,
yeah, exactly. Mandalorian episodes 1 through 3 get a 10 out of 10 for me, and that's the first episodes of any.
Leia Bosque? Is it
Boosh?
How do you pronounce it? We need somebody to translate for me because how the hell do you pronounce it?
I don't know. But anyways...
I know.
Yeah. Mandalorian episodes 1 through 3 as a whole so far, 10 out of 10. Could change. It's the first time I've ever gotten 3 episodes of any series, and there's been some good ones like...
Maybe Breaking. Maybe the Mandalorian's name is Samus Aran.
Yeah, Samus. I've reviewed some series before, like Breaking Bad to me is almost as good as it ever has gotten in the history of television. Mandalorian's pretty fucking good. I highly recommend to get Disney Plus for that specifically, along with the really nice user face and everything going with Disney Plus. It's a good service for the price, like, and it's only going to get much, much better, especially on the Marvel end. There's going to be some good stuff, but okay. Let's move on, unless you have a review break. I didn't see a review there for you.
No, I don't.
Okay. All right, last week I said I was going to do this story, and I call this the ghost concert story. So, you guys remember, I was we went to the ghost concert probably, what, a month and a half ago. And it was an excellent concert. We had a ton of fun. We had really good, like, basically front row seats on the side. But it was just a great concert. But before we got in, you know, we were doing our thing and having a pretty good time. And I mentioned that Bernie, when she partakes, she's kind of a lightweight. And this was no exception. We were standing there kind of like in line, but there really wasn't a line. So everybody was just kind of milling about and just, you know, it was like way before the concert started. And she looked over at something. I don't know what. To this day, I still have no idea. And she looked over at me and she, like, you know, was like kind of motioning me over with her hands, like, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here, come here. Like she really, really had something super important or super funny to tell me.
The message was that she farted, right?
No, it could have been. To this day, I still don't know, Eric, because she motioned me in like that. She was like, come here, 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 come here. And as soon as I went over, I kind of like leaned my ear over because I thought it was going to be like either really funny or something super important. And as I leaned in, all I heard was, and she turned away and walked right away. She had forgotten what she was going to say, and instead of telling me, she laughed right in my ear, and to hide her shame, she turned around and walked away. So that was our high escapade, and to this day I still don't know.
Frank Branch's walk of shame.
The walk of shame, for sure. To this day, I still have no idea what she was going to tell me. And she doesn't either.
So I don't remember.
She doesn't remember, she says. So that was my ghost concert story. It was like super important or super funny, and neither came out of her mouth. So that's just...
So we had anal ghosts on the show. Maybe this was just like a memory ghost or something.
Memory ghost? How funny, man. Yeah, exactly. Dungeon says she dropped the mic in my ear. She definitely did that. She was like, the joke's on you, motherfucker. Ding! And then walked away. All right.
Frank's just standing like, what? I don't get it. Wait, come back. I still don't get it.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. A towel-y impression, Freak 5 says. Okay. Anybody else have a high escapade before we move on? No? I take that as a no. Okay. Here we go.
What is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Break. You're up. Stinko of the Week.
Okay, I don't know if did we talk about Miles Garrett's situation last week?
We did not. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, though, but I got some.
Okay, so it's a sports-related thing, and I'll kind of catch people up on what happened. At the end of a game last Thursday night between the Steelers and the Browns,
yep,
a fight broke out, and it culminated with one player ripping the helmet off of another and hitting him with it.
Yes. Yes.
It's probably the most violent act I've ever seen on the football field.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yes.
It's definitely dangerous. You could have really jeopardized his life with it, and he was rightfully suspended. Yes. And suspended for the rest of the season and probably several games next season unless his team gets to the playoffs.
The sorry. Browns get into the playoffs.
I'm sorry, couldn't control myself, that cheap shot. So yeah, all the people that said the Browns are going to be good this year, I laughed because I was right.
They've shown improvement, but they're nowhere near where they should be.
Yeah, people are talking about them being a playoff team.
No.
The team I was wrong about was the Ravens, though, because it was I didn't know they're going to get such an awesome quarterback.
He's really
good.
I know
they were going to be a little bit better because they got rid of Flacco, but
Oh, how dare you bring up Flacco, you son of a bitch. You're exiled, goddammit. Okay.
Sorry, man. We've talked about that a while. Like, I just, ugh, he sucks.
He doesn't suck in the playoffs, but anyways.
Yeah, he's, and don't get me wrong, like, when I say these guys suck, like, these guys could outplay most anybody, you know? Like, if they're out in a pickup game or something like that, they'd blow anybody out of the water.
Yeah.
But for the professional level, like, they're not as, you know, it's just not as good as a lot of other players. No, he's highly overrated.
Shut your mouth. Just shut your mouth right now, son of a
anyway, bitch. So the fight ensued, and he was suspended, and there was a melee. There was kicks thrown, and one player was suspended for a few games. And then one of the Browns was suspended for a few games, a few more games. One that came in it was a Steeler came in to protect his quarterback, I think. He got suspended for a few games, and then another Brown got suspended for a game. But during this week, and this is – at first, there were no suspensions right away. We didn't know any of this, so I don't know if – I kind of waited. I expected that might be the case. We found out later in the week that this melee was, in fact, started by the guy who got his helmet ripped off.
Yes.
Apparently, it started with a racial slur.
Yep.
The guy who attacked him was suspended for the rest of the season.
Yep.
The guy who came in to assist his quarterback got suspended for a few games.
Mm-hmm.
Another guy got suspended for a game. The guy who started everything with a racial slur and trying to kick him in the groin and trying to rip his helmet off, which is why the other guy ripped his helmet off. I mean, and I'm not excusing his behavior. It's right.
Right.
He was suspended for the rest of the season. This is absolutely disgusting.
Yep.
That should never happen. But the guy who started it, I don't even think he got fined.
Mason Rudolph should be suspended for the rest of the year break. I know that might be a little controversial. I know that there's tons of Pittsburgh Steelers fans out there.
It's the Steelers once again getting away with it.
Yep.
And they always do.
I watched the video of that.
Their quarterback was accused of rape. Ben Roethlisberger was legitimately accused of rape.
Yes.
And he went out and played next week, you know?
Here's my take on it. I did this specific incident, Breakman. I watched the tape over and over. It was definitely Mason Rudolph who started that whole melee. Yeah. Because he got sacked, right? And he got sacked pretty good. Like, it was a good good hit that he took. But that's part of the game, you know? So he did. He started kicking. And he tried to pull off Myles Garrett's helmet. Mm-hmm. That's what's, in my view, that's what set Myles Garrett off. Myles Garrett's is fairly mild mannered. He's not.
Yeah, he's never had like real incidents like this before. This is just like a kind of a shock. Nobody was expecting him to do this kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it was just like the ripping of the helmet. Like he wasn't trying to keep this whole news about the racial slur out of the news. He didn't want it to be like this big thing, like where he's saying like, oh yeah, he made a racial slur. He was trying to keep that on the down low, you know, and somebody leaked it.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I don't doubt for a second, because we've got guys that we know do that, like Richie Incognito.
Oh, Incognito should not even be in the league, man.
Has he ever been punished for it?
Never. Never.
He's been punished for other things, but not for using racial slurs.
Yeah. And I'm inclined to believe Myles Garrett on this. He should have been suspended for the rest of the season, but I don't think he should be suspended next season, because there's precedence for this break. There was a guy, he was a Dallas Cowboy, I can't remember, but he took his helmet off and he was going to hit somebody with it, and he did
he
try to hit.
He swung at him, and he missed. Who was that?
I can't remember. It might have been a Dolphin, if I'm not mistaken. But the point being is there's precedent, and he could have hurt him really bad, no question.
Yes.
And he should be suspended for the rest of the season. But
And then reevaluate next season.
Yeah, and reevaluate. Exactly. Have a meeting with Goodell and you know, talk and whatever. No, but
I think that's appropriate. Yeah.
Yeah. I just think Mason Rudolph should be suspended. Mason Rudolph should be suspended for the rest of the year for one, trying to rip off somebody's helmet, which is in itself very violent. And I would be pissed off if somebody tried to rip off my helmet. And I may have acted the same way, but you throw on a racial slur on top of it. I told you guys the story about when somebody called me a faggot, right? How some I'm very mild mannered. I'm not I'm not violent in any shape, form, or fashion. I had to turn around and stand up to this guy in his face and let him know that I was not going to be intimidated. So I can understand where Miles Garrett's coming from in that respect. The hitting with the helmet, I don't understand that. You know, unless somebody hits you first and you're defending yourself, there was no reason for it. So he should have been suspended. But Mason Rudolph should definitely be suspended for some time. I, in my opinion, he should have had the same punishment because he did. He kicked Miles Garrett and he tried to rip off his helmet because he was pissed that he got sacked. And that is total.
And he wasn't just trying to kick him. He was trying to kick him in the groin. Like, yes. This isn't like, – he was going for a cheap shot, people. This wasn't just like him trying to kick at the knees or something like that. You know, he was going for the no-no spot.
Yeah. The no-no spot.
The no-no. That's the name of the episode. The no-no spot.
Freak 5, his stinkos this week is Mrs. Freak, because she's giving him hell about picking out a new car. So how does this end, Freak 5? How does this end? Let us know. I love Droms. But, yeah, I'm with you, Brake. Don't you think Mason Rudolph should have been suspended for the rest of the year or something like that? Because
if he's using, like, if he's attacking someone based on race, like, there's no business for that. Well, in society in general, but there's definitely no business for that on a football field. This is a sporting event, not a I don't know what the fuck he thinks he's doing. Like,
yeah, I totally agree. Any more stinkos, break?
No, that's it.
All right. Yeah, you can never win with women, Freak 5. I mean, that's, you know, that's just the way it is. Although, I will say, my sweetheart is perfect in every.
So, are we going to read the whole story or what?
Go ahead, Brake. Read the whole story.
Okay, Sunday she asked me to get up early sometime this week so we could get pre-approved for a car loan. So I asked about how much are you wanting to spend so I can look at cars and find one I like. A little background. The first two cars we bought as a couple, Mrs. Freak picked out and drove them when we first got them. Yep, that's how it happens. I have been driving a 2001 Mirage with no air conditioning. Ooh.
Hey, that sucks.
That sucks, yeah. I had a 30-minute commute to work, and when she was working, her commute was only 5 minutes.
Correction. He does have air conditioning, just not the air conditioning he likes. He's got Mexican air conditioning. You roll down the windows. Anyways, go ahead.
A couple years ago, she told me the next car we bought would be mine. So when I mentioned I would look for that what I wanted, she says, I thought we would get another family car and you can drive the Kia. Yep. I pointed out that she told me this car would be my pick and you fell for it, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And she gets mad at me, says, forget about it, and stomped into our bedroom and shut the door. She must have wanted to bitch about me to someone because she stomped back in the living room, got her phone, and stomped back to the bedroom without saying anything. Next morning, she gets mad at me because I didn't get up early. I told her, you said someday this week not get up early tomorrow. But I guess that was the wrong thing to say.
But Freak 5, have you not learned that you're always wrong, Freak 5? The woman is always right, okay? Just get it into your thick head. Mrs. Freak is right. Say you're sorry and move on. That's all you got to do, man. I mean, that's pretty funny, though.
Have you ever heard of the story that I heard from it was on the radio, a forest ranger relayed this story to the radio host. He caught a woman trying to take a selfie with a bear by putting honey on her child's head because she thought that would attract bears.
Oh, Jesus.
and you know, as opposed to, you know, a right thinking person would think, you know, the bear's going to try and eat the child.
Yeah, exactly.
So that it wasn't thinking, it's kind of what you were doing. You're kind of spreading honey all over yourself there, Freak.
Apparently she showed up with the car she picked out, and the dealer was ready with the paperwork. That's what you get for being obstinate, Freak Five. How dare you? You let that woman do what she needed to do. You know, I mean,
that was 2 years ago. She isn't gonna. This it's basically like this. When you say earlier in the year, because I know we're going into Christmas now, going into Christmas season, you buy somebody something big. You buy them like a computer, like $2,000 computer in May or something like that.
Yeah,
it's their birthday, and they're like, "This is for your birthday and for Christmas."
Mm-hmm.
You have to buy them something at Christmas, or you're still an asshole.
Exactly. That's how it works, man. That's the ways
like,
of life.
Yeah, this is. Yeah, 2 years later, like, definitely not happening, man.
So the moral of the story is, for Freak Five is...
Pal. I think I've called him about everything in this when I was reading this.
Freak Five, I think the moral of the story is, and he said it best right here, she is now driving a 2019 Outlander Sport. So there you go.
And how's that Kia?
Yeah, and how's that Kia, Freak Five? Enjoy the Kia. That's the moral of the story. Okay, let's move on. Eric, your stinko of the week.
Freak is never talking to us again, by the way.
My stinko is...
But it's, yeah, like, this just, it, as I'm reading it, just seems obvious to me what was going to happen.
It's definitely
my stinko
obvious.
Is being the victim of a bad disc being shipped by Gamefly. Because, remember how there was a big issue with Batman the Enemy within... I don't know if there was an issue on the Xbox One, but the PS4 version of the game's disc were corrupted, and you couldn't actually install the game and play it. And they sent me one of those discs.
Ooh, that sucks, man.
And I had to wait nearly a week for it, so it took longer than it should have.
Yeah, yeah. That always sucks. It happens, though, Eric.
So I asked for the Xbox One version. Hopefully things will turn out better.
Yeah, there you go. Freak5 says, it isn't that she's driving the new car. It's her lack of consideration for me. This is something but, she has
I'm
done
just, I'm
multiple
just wondering
times.
How they missed it, because it's been like 2 years since that game came out.
Look, Freak, if you're not pandering to her needs at all times, then you're wrong, man. That's just how it is, man. I mean, you gotta learn, man. You haven't learned after all these years.
And you have to remember, though, like, this is also, like 1.5 years before Telltale would fold.
Yeah. Okay.
So I don't think they did a reprint of the game.
He says she claims that when this car is paid off, then I will get a new car. In her heart, she believes. Listen, in her heart right now, she totally believes that.
Yeah, but
she believes that it, for a fact that that's what's going to happen.
So, in
but
other
then
words,
life happens, and you know when it comes to that time, something else is going to take a priority.
Break, man. So what you're really saying is, when that time comes, Mrs. Freak is going to be driving around in a BMW or a Lexus, right? That's
she'll be driving around in a new car, and he gets the old one.
That's right. That was what I was saying. There you go. So in about 4 years, Freak Five, you can expect to be driving around that Outlander. All right.
I know it's called a logical fallacy, and Freak's calling it womanized, which makes it sexist.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God damn it. I was saying it in chat. I didn't want it out in public. I mean,
man.
I never said any of that.
He also, Break also thinks women get really emotional.
Yeah,
that's
you technically didn't say it, but you wrote it.
All right. Speaking of pieces of shit, Pete Buttigieg is a fucking liar. That's my stinko of the week. He said that a bunch of prominent black people in South Carolina endorsed him, when in fact they did not. And I'm really surprised that nobody in the Democratic debate took him to task for it. So that's everything you need to know about Pete Buttigieg. He's a piece of shit. He's a fucking liar. And nobody should ever vote for him. So, and his stupid, he's got people doing this stupid dance now at all of his, like, events and shit. And it's really fucking stupid and shows how white his coalition is, because there's no whiter dance. I don't know if you guys have seen this Pete Buttigieg dance thingy. Look it up online. It is
awful. I try not to look up him.
Oh, God. It's he's awful. He's a piece of shit liar and a fucking racist too. Fuck him. Fuck Pete Buttigieg. And he's number one in Iowa, apparently. We'll see when the votes come out, motherfucker. We'll see. So that's my stinko. But let's...
I mean, it's still better than being Trump number one.
No, this is the Democratic primary. And to be honest, it's not much better than Trump. This guy is awful.
Anything is better than Trump. I mean, anything except for like a Hitler would be better than
Joe,
Trump.
Joe Biden is not better than Trump.
Yeah, he is.
No, he's not.
Like everybody, he's...
No, he's not.
He's not a rapist.
Have you seen the way he treats little girls and how he sniffs their hair and... stop.
Yeah, he's abusive. He's assaulter, but he's not a rapist.
I would not vote for Biden. If he's the nominee, I won't vote to break. That shows you how fucked up the field of Democratic people are Definitely. Right now, the Democratic candidates.
It always is, like, politically speaking. The field is always fucked up, basically. Mm,
there's a couple of
Republicans
decent
usually
choices.
Have, like, a two or three people, and Democrats, they have, like, 10. And there are, I'd say, of the 13 people that we usually get, 10 of them are usually screwy.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the other ones usually are out before we have a say in the matter.
I know, and it could very well be the case this time around. And I'm not – my vote is – I mean, you have to work for my vote now, Brake. Mm-hmm. I've been fooled time and time again.
I get it. It's just – and I was giving you a hard time last week. Like, Trump can say all he wants. He wants to be a dictator. He wants a third term and stuff like that. But it's not gonna happen. People aren't going to stand for it.
Yeah,
his popularity is in the tank.
Yeah, I said this last week, Brake. If Bernie doesn't get the nomination, I mean, the only other person that I would consider voting for, and she doesn't even have any of the momentum of any of the other candidates, is Tulsi Gabbard. And even Tulsi has kind of disappointed me lately. So it's Bernie or bust for me, man. Like, honestly, like, I all my eggs are in Bernie's basket, and if it doesn't happen, I'm staying home. And I don't want to hear this Elizabeth Warren bullshit, because she's pretty awful herself. Her Medicare for All plan, she won't fight for it. And we'll all be stuck without fucking health care for another fucking 10 years until we're all dead. You know, so we can't wait. We need the change now. We need the change yesterday, not fucking 10 years from now. By that time, even if Elizabeth Warren had two terms, she'd be fucking out of the White House. So what? Why do I want somebody that's not going to fucking fight? The only person that has any fight in him is Bernie. And the rest of them, they're nonsense, man. I don't even know why they're even fucking running. They're terrible, terrible candidates. And Pete Buttigieg is he reminds me a lot. He's like Obama light. And that's not a good thing. I know people revere Obama, but he went from 2 to 7 wars. I could go on and on. Obama was a terrible, terrible president. But anyways, I need to move on. We need to move on to something happier.
Dude, what does my tattoo say?
Sweet! Sweet of the week!
Freak 5 sucks. And you're going to get this. I love this new little graphic I put up, guys. It's pretty awesome. I don't even have to say it. I just put it up. Breakman, you're sweet-o.
My sweeto goes to next week is Thanksgiving, so
yeah. Thanksgiving is a good time, man.
Short work week for us who aren't in retail. If you're in retail, I am terribly sorry.
Yeah, if you're in retail,
won't do that.
My condolences.
Yeah, exactly. Wow.
Unless I shouldn't say won't. You know, maybe somebody will offer me like $1 million or something. Like, you Black Friday for $1 million? Yeah.
Yeah, I'll work for $1 million.
I mean, just pretend I didn't say the last part.
Exactly. Okay, break. You're sweeto.
I just told you.
Okay. Eric, you're sweeto.
My sweeto is the new Sonic redesign.
Yeah. Surprising.
I forgot to mention this last week because it would have been more relevant then. But
the trailer looks a lot better too. I mean, that first trailer was a debacle.
But like they sunk like what $5 million to fix his face when it never should have been a problem in the first place, because Hollywood thought it looked okay the first time when Sega told them not to.
Yeah. Well, they did it. And
a lot of people seem to think that it was Fan Rage that did this. No. This was Sega probably getting mad at them, yelling at them, and then
it's either that
probably did it.
I think the backlash made them think twice about that design, Eric. I do think that there's certain people.
Well, I think Sega being mad and used that to their advantage to get them to acquiesce and redo the thing.
Yeah. Freak5 says his Suido is, his credit score is 768, and Mrs. Freak's is 720. So that's actually really funny, man. And he only works Monday and Tuesday next week. That's also really, really cool. Dungeon says, we'll just ignore what Sega says because they don't understand movies. Time passes.
Even Yuji Naka was very upset by what happened.
Time passes? Okay. Maybe we did fuck up. Exactly. They did fuck up. I mean, it was clear as day when that first trailer came out. The trailer was awful.
And playing Gangster's Paradise was just the shit on the icing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but the new trailer looks good. The redesign is good. So I think people will be slightly happier. It's still going to tank. That movie's going to tank, but it looks okay. I want to watch it.
It's releasing on Valentine's Day. Not a whole lot of people are going to see a movie on Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
there are actually a lot of people that see movies in that.
Well, single not, people, but like,
yeah,
I know they're advertising like we it's a promise ring because we fucked up. That's the joke. But
yeah, Dungeon says the director.
A lot of couples are probably not gonna see this movie. Is what I meant.
Dungeon says director tried to rationalize it with some BS, saying something about how the design made more realistic sense. Who the fuck wants realism in movies? You know, I mean, especially a fucking...
Those are the same excuses they use to make Apocalypse look like that dude from the Power Rangers movie. and the same reason they use to make Transformers look like the way they did in the Transformers Michael Bay movies.
Oh, God, yeah. I agree.
Anyways. And then the Bumblebee movie came out and said, no, he was wrong the entire time.
Yeah.
It's like, so his new design has a design that's more closer to the... carry game design. His eyes are still split into two, which actually I don't mind because I always thought it was messed up that it was one mono eye.
Yeah.
But now he's got actual green iris or green coronary and white black irises like he does in the games, but instead of just having black eyes,
yeah,
like an actual hedgehog or something. But and the dog nose is still kind of there, but it's like more curved. But
yeah, it looks good.
He's got actual gloves on now, which is the white fur for his hands was dumb.
Yeah, I like the redesign. I think
and
it
he's
looks
got,
better.
And he's got shorter proportions, which is you can't just say he's a guy that they just digitized over his face.
Yeah, yeah. Dungeon makes some good points.
I think they recolored the fur part of his chest. That was white before.
They did a good job on the new design for sure. I saw your points, Dungeon. It's well taken. Silly Hollywood, he says. He definitely. All right, my Suido of the week, Disney Plus, man. The price is like, I think it's either the second or third lowest priced streaming service. The interface is awesome. It's got things.
Let's rip off Netflix because that works interface.
It looks better than Netflix interface, man.
Well, like it doesn't do the autoplay thing, which everybody hates on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah. I really like it, man. I mean, the interface is really sweet. Plus, they don't charge you extra for 4K and HDR, man. And there's plenty to offer there. I was really surprised.
Is that what Netflix does?
No, Netflix does charge extra for 4K stuff. So I think you pay an extra like $3-4 a month for...
I think it's like $15.
Yeah. Yeah. So Disney Plus is doing it right. And then if you're, like I said earlier, if you're a Marvel fan.
They're also doing the bi-week episode model instead of Netflix. We're just going to dump all of you on once.
Yeah. If you're a Marvel fan, it's paradise. They're going to have most everything on there except, I think, Spider-Man and Hulk because of the weird, you know.
Yeah, I was really disappointed to see that Far From Home was not on there.
Yeah, and I don't think it is going to be on there because of Sony.
I'm surprised that Infinity War is still on Netflix. So I was like, I wonder how much longer this is
going to
be on.
Not much. It's going to Disney Plus because if you look up Infinity, because I was disappointed that Infinity War wasn't on there. And if you look it up, it says, will be coming, I think, like February or something. So everything Marvel's going to be on Marvel. And then all the series, man. Like, I hope they bring back Daredevil and Luke Cage and all the Netflix stuff. But in lieu of that, man, they got She-Hulk coming. They got Moon Knight. They got – I mean, I was
– yeah, who ever thought they would make a
– on the opposite side of the spectrum, we have HBO Max that thinks it can charge Netflix prices.
You know why they're charging that much? Because they're going to put, like, the movies that they get on there, and it's not going to work. It's ridiculous.
And the movies and the HBO originals and Cartoon Network, it's still not enough in my opinion.
Yeah, no, I agree. You can put Game of Thrones on there, Sopranos.
I'm not entirely certain whether or not the new Adventure Time is like exclusive to HBO Max or it's just going to get it first.
Yeah, I want to see that. Dungeon says Mr. Rogers' movie was really good.
Which, by the way, it's bullshit that Sesame Street's new episodes are exclusively tied to HBO Max.
Yeah.
I mean, they are going to come to TV. You just will get them much later, which is stupid.
I can't believe, like, HBO is still so popular with how much it is.
Yeah, well, Game of Thrones, dude. I mean, that was a huge series for them. I'm really surprised they didn't go for at least one.
Gonna watch I can't justify paying like $15 a month for one show.
I agree. Well, they have, dude. Their catalog is huge. They got The Wire, which is an all time great. Sopranos is an all time great.
Yeah, but like these are all old stuff for new stuff. Like Netflix, there's constantly new stuff coming out.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hulu, you know, they get the new releases on TV shows and such.
Yeah.
So they're constantly adding new stuff. Like Disney Plus, there's only a limited amount of new stuff, but their price is so cheap, it's kind of hard to argue.
Wait, the Mr. Rogers movie is out now?
Yes, it is. Came out today. Dungeon makes a really good point. I think why HBO is so arrogant to think that it's going to break is the fact that they're kind of a legacy. You know what I mean? Like they.
So they're like the Sony of television?
Yeah, yeah.
Cable television?
Yep. They kind of think that like people are just going to say, oh, it's HBO, and then, you know, just gravitate towards it. Now, take nothing away from them. They got tons of good series, man. Like HBO,
it's hard to argue with a lot of people when they say best show ever was Sopranos. It's a great show.
It's a great show.
The only thing I care about that they have is,
it's not my favorite,
like...
but I mean, it was a great show. It's hard to argue that there are many shows that are better.
I really only care about Adventure Time. but I'm not paying $50 for Adventure Time. Yeah. So.
Freak 5 is halfway through his second beer. So, in other words, you're nowhere close to being drunk. That's very good of you, Freak 5. My other Sweeto I wanted to mention, Breakman, you and I are kind of wrestling fans, I think, from what I gather. Have you seen...
I used to be.
Dude, you got to watch AEW wrestling, man. It is really, really fucking good. It's on TNT on Wednesdays. And it's a million times better than what WWE is producing right now.
Oh, yeah.
The thing with me is...
Hold on, Eric.
Go ahead, Eric.
Okay.
The thing with me, the reason I stopped watching wrestling is because I was a huge WCW fan.
Yeah.
And I watched WWE for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, but eventually it was just like, you know, it has no competition and... Yeah, you can see like the staleness. I miss like the war they used to have, where they're trying to one up each other, and it made wrestling exciting. And I was watching both of them, but I preferred WCW. So when that went under, like, you know, just slowly, my interest dwindled off.
Breakman.
Yeah.
Then AEW is for you, dude. If you like WCW.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, we're talking about like the early 2000s. This has been 15 plus years. It's been a long time since I've been watching wrestling. I'm not really, not as much into it anymore.
Dude.
There's just not enough time. Like, there's so many real sports to watch.
If you like ever get an inkling on a Wednesday, because there's really nothing to watch on Wednesdays, watch AEW. Chris Jericho's on there. But
yeah. That was one of the – him winning the world title was one of the things I stuck around with WWF for long enough to see him win the world title.
Yep.
I fucking love Chris Jericho.
You would love AEW, man. He did an all-time great promo on AEW, dude, and it is really, really fucking good. The wrestling is top-notch. The promos are outstanding. Cody Rhodes, I don't know if you know who Cody Rhodes is, Break. Mm-hmm. He did one of the best promos I've ever seen in my life. Dungeon Buster says, Bischoff, Sting, WCW, exactly. Weiland says, speaking of streaming, welcome to chat, Weiland. You got in there late. I didn't even see you sneak in there.
I just wanted to mention before you
go ahead.
Forgot about me, but did you know how there's going to be a American-Japanese wrestling league?
Yes, there already is, man. It's Japan Pro Wrestling, I believe, and it's really good. Or AAA Wrestling. Oh, no, that's the Mexican league, and it's really good too. But, yes, I do, Eric, and it's good. It's really good. A lot of Japanese wrestling is really good. Weiland says, speaking of streaming services, Stargirl will air on the CW the day after it premieres on DC Universe. I'm not paying
for
DC
Universe. I don't even know who Stargirl is.
Yeah.
She gets her power from her staff.
Yeah. Freak 5 says...
So she's Goku?
Yeah. Freak 5 says...
No, Goku has inner power. Like, she has powers of, like, flight and such like that because of her super staff.
Freak 5 says, the beers I'm drinking are 10%. Jesus Christ, Freak 5. Weiland says, and it will be... on, let's see, and it will be on its free CW app for streaming the day after that. Crisis on Infinite Earths will be starting in a couple weeks. That's pretty exciting, the crossover event for DC.
It just keeps getting bigger and bigger as far as like the announcements. They've kind of trickled off as far as who they're saying it's in it because they want to have some surprises, but. The number of characters they've gone back and recruited to be in the show, like, for instance, they went back and got Kevin Conroy from Batman animated series to play Bruce Wayne in one of the episodes of Crisis.
Yeah, they're digging.
So it's going to be Thomas Wayne or something?
No, he's going to be older Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Because Crisis on Infinite Earths is, you know, it's Infinite Earths, so there's billions of different versions of characters and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Brendan Roth's going to be reprising his role as Superman.
That's really cool.
Superman.
That's really cool.
Just so many cool callbacks to old TV shows and such. Like, the Crisis is going to be this huge, huge event.
Yeah. That's going to be nice. That's going to be really cool. The only thing that's bothering Freak about Crisis is that the end won't air until January. The end? Do you mean the beginning? But anyways.
No, I mean, it's probably airing before the end of January.
And not only like all the old shows, like they're combining all the new shows. Like Black Lightning for a long time said, you know, we're not really part of the Arrowverse. We're going to do our own thing and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. No, they're in here now.
Yeah. Yeah,
bullshit if you're not part of the Arrowverse. Yes, you are. Get over here. Quit playing coy.
Yeah.
Isn't Burt Ward going to show up? Yes, actually, he was in it, too. He's in it. I mean, really, anybody who's alive who starred in some sort of superhero show at some point is probably going to be in it.
That's cool. Titans will make a cameo. That's really cool. I don't know. I'm more of a Marvel guy, but I do appreciate
DC. Speaking of the Titans, like... I saw a video preview for one of the episodes, and it looked like garbage.
Don't make your judgment until you see a full at least 3-4 episodes. You know, then you can.
It might not even be Titans, but it was definitely a DC show that's on the CW. So,
yeah. All right, guys, let's move on.
It looked not great.
Yeah, let's move on here.
Well, CW.
Sorry, Breakman, I cut you off. What were you saying?
I was just saying CW doesn't have the best video quality.
I was just saying it was below the quality of that you normally see in tokusatsu like Power Rangers.
Yeah. Okay, free-for-all segment this time, guys. Remember we talked about toxic fandom and the whole Pokemon controversy with I believe it was Game Freak, and how people were pissed off that they took a lot of the Pokedex out of the roster and stuff like that. I had a chance to think about this and kind of read a little bit more, and I'm not saying that I agree with the fans that were super pissed off and were really toxic, but I think the fans have kind of a point, Eric. In no shape, or form, or fashion am I saying it's good that the shitty fans, like, you know, used a lot of profane language and you know, that type of stuff, and like did death threats and you know, were just, you know, being sticks in the muds. But if you think about it, Pokemon's been around for a long time, and everybody has, it seems to me, as an outsider that hasn't played much of Pokemon, I dabbled in Pokemon a little bit with the Game Boy games and stuff like that, but people have grown with their favorite Pokedex, Pokemon from the Pokedex. So, you know, to go from point A all the way to point Z where we are now and have all these Pokemon grow with you and you grow with the series, and all of a sudden Game Freak decides to take half of the roster out and now you're left without your favorites. I think
I think the problem is they shouldn't have kept adding Pokemon to the games. They should have been their own caged ceilings or whatever, because they have their own sets of Pokemon, because then they wouldn't even have this problem.
Right, exactly. So it's, in a way, it's kind of a problem of their own making in that respect, Eric. But I also think that the fans have a point. Like, you can't just take something that people have been playing with for, what, 20 years, Eric, and just take it away. If they've been on the roster...
Well, if you took it away because you absolutely have to, I mean, putting 800 Pokemon in that game probably would have been a Herculean, if not an impossible, task.
Yeah, I understand that.
And it would have cost them probably more money than they actually have to make the game.
Yeah. Freak 5 says... you need a free-for-all to talk about podcast host or on a power trip. You're exiled, you son of a bitch.
A lot of the problems come from the fact that, like, a lot of the Pokemon that did return are Pokemon that always show up.
Yeah.
Instead of the underrepresented ones.
But I'm saying, Eric, like, let's say you had, I don't know, like, specific names of Pokemon, but let's say you had a mid-tier Pokemon that you really liked at the very beginning, and you had that Pokemon all the way till this new game, and then all of a sudden in this new... Let's say you had 10 of them, right? And you get up to this new game, and they take 7 of your guys away, or even 5. I mean, that's a big blow to somebody that's been playing that series for 20 years. So don't you think that they have kind of a gripe? And I think part of it is what you said... You know, it's Game Freak's problem in part because they added so much. Like,
well, obviously, the only solution at this point is to get over it and move on. Because,
Or how about Game
That's
Freak?
That's usually the only solution.
No,
for most everything.
How about in the age of?
I'm just saying this because,
in life in general, like. It's the solution for most everything. Get over it.
Yeah, and if you say that too many times to fans, then the fans will get over it, and they'll go do something else.
I'm not talking about this game.
I'm saying that because like, there's a point where you're gonna have to make new favorites, or you're going to make new favorites anyway. So instead of dwelling on the past and getting angry for the Pokemon that aren't in your game,
no, Eric, why didn't they do something like, say? Why didn't they have a survey, Eric, before they did the game? Let's say a year before.
They should have, but they didn't.
Yeah. So how about this? How about a solution is, in the age of digital, why do they not add like a piece of free DLC that includes maybe the top 20?
Well, there's no reason to assume that they won't do that either, now.
Well, so. I haven't heard one peep. You would think by now they would say, hey, you know, we hear your concerns. And
I don't know. I feel like if they do any kind of announcement. It won't be until after the holidays.
Well, hopefully. Because you got a lot of very, very disappointed fans, Eric. And
I mean, they do plenty of Pokemon events, so
yeah,
they could roll them out over time.
Yeah,
I understand outside of the gate, you cut your roster and basically in half.
Yes,
so
50% gone. These characters that you shared.
I bet if Iwata were there, he would do some mag compression to fit at least 50 more Pokemon in the game.
I mean, it's not like they were set up for this, Eric. Like, they didn't... Like, maybe in the last Pokemon game...
I also understand Game Freak's a small-ass company, too. So.
Yeah, I get that. But what I'm saying is, they could have even did something like... Had it in story mode where, you know, some big event happened and half of the Pokemon had to be, you know, taken to a different planet or killed off or something.
That would have been a better excuse for the last game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Universes.
That's what I'm saying. And then
that wasn't the story they wanted to do.
We don't like
this
these Pokemon, they're all dead.
Well, yeah, I understand that. But what I'm saying is they should have at least set up the fans not for failure and disappointment, but for joy and you know, something to look forward to. Now there's no, I mean, for those people that are missing half of their roster that really enjoyed those characters, there's nothing for them to look forward to. And you know, other than what Eric said, just get over it. I mean, you could do one of two things. You could get over it or you could just quit the series. And I think they're at that breaking point where there are some.
Well, a lot of people have outgrown the series, and they just haven't realized it yet, too. So
yeah, exactly. Freak 5 is asking, Break, are you going?
And the series does need some serious changes.
Break, are you going to tweet out a picture of Cowbell Cat?
And next time she plays with it, I'll take it.
Yeah,
take a
there
picture.
You go. That'd be nice. We'd
like I haven't
to
even
that.
Played the game yet because I decided that I would play Ultra Sun and Let's Go Eevee first.
I'm sure the game is fine.
And I'm not even going to play those until I get through Dragon Quest again.
So. I think it's up to you. It's your choice. If you want to move on from a series because it doesn't have the characters you like, that's fine.
Yes.
For instance, say if the next Street Fighter came out and they decide they weren't going to put like Chun-Li in it, for instance.
I mean, a lot of other people that are picking up Sword and Shield haven't played Pokemon since like even Gen 1. So
yeah, well, I agree with you, Brake. Like, if they were to
they stopped somewhere else along the line.
If they were to take Dragon Quest and they were to take Slimes out of it, ooh, I don't know. That's kind of
They wouldn't change. They wouldn't take Slimes out of it, but I bet you anything that once, they'll keep Akira Toriyama's design, but like his input in the series will probably stop, and they'll just have to replicate his style as much as possible.
Yeah, yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Like, you can't take, like, it's like the heart of some of these people's feelings. You know what I mean? Like, it gets to the heart of the matter. And I don't know. I thought about it, Eric, and I was satisfied with our conversation before, but I thought I would, like, delve into it a little bit more and really understand what they were super pissed off about. And not knowing a ton about Pokemon, but knowing that the series has been around for 20 years and people are that invested into the series, I could see where they would be pissed off. So some of their vitriol might have been justified, but, you know, the stuff about being pissed off at Game Freak and, you know, threatening this, that, and the other, it's not productive and not helpful.
That's over the line. Like, there's no reason to threaten a developer because you don't get, because you're not getting what you want.
Yeah, and that's
there's
not
no
going
to threaten anybody.
Yeah, and that's not going to make them do what you want just because you say, you know, I hate your fucking company and blah, blah, blah. It's not, I mean, how does that endear anybody
to you? If
you
don't make this game, I'm going to kill your family.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Really? Exactly. Because I don't have this game done yet? You're going to murder people?
Yeah, like, exactly.
How sad is your life that you have to do this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or that you feel that you have to do this, Raph.
I think we're all in agreement, man. Like, you know, that stuff is uncalled for and should never happen with anybody, but I think gamers have a right to be upset about certain things. Just don't take it to the extreme, I guess, is the moral of the story, you know? So, you know, hurt them where it hurts the worst.
Don't do what I do on Twitter, which is try and push buttons.
Don't get banned on Twitter like Breakman, because
it blows my mind. Of all the tweets I've sent, that was the one that got me in trouble.
Twitter didn't even tell me why I got banned. Break and I still don't know what I said to get it. But
I
should have
wrote it down so I could repeat it on the air. But
they
wouldn't let me back until I deleted it. Like, all right, fine. Like, I get it. This is your property. The First Amendment rights only go so far when you own the said thing.
It's still bullshit, man. I mean, that's total bullshit. I mean, I know you and I have both said worse things that would have got us banned, you know.
But there's one thing I wish Game Freak would do, though, is that I think they should revisit the Pulseman IP.
Yeah. Let's see. Freak says, another sweet old Republican snowflake unfriended and blocked me on Facebook. That's not good. Was there an ass brace? There was, sort of, but nobody sent anything in. So, you know, it is what it is. So we'll hope to get those. Speaking of, let's do our plugs. Breakman, let's get your plugs.
Oh, wait, before the show I mentioned earlier, it wasn't Titans. It was actually Supergirl.
Okay.
So Supergirl looks ugly.
All right, Break.
The special effects for the DC, the Arrowverse, are not good.
Their budget's not great.
They have a small budget, and you can tell. Every time the Flash uses elongated man, it's like, ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, wow. Was this done in the 90s?
That's kind of the charm of those shows.
No, it's
though,
probably
right?
worse than the 90s, because the 90s could at least was more used to practical effects than CG.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they look very bad, but it's still – like they're still working it, and I'm still enjoying them very much.
Yeah,
I mean the Gorilla Grodd versus King Shark fight was like, it was so horribly bad looking.
Yeah,
but it was so fun.
Yeah, that's time,
like, holy shit, they're actually doing this on television.
Yeah,
it's fucking amazing.
That stuff makes it more.
They animate that with Windows 95.
Oh, yeah. In the second season of One Punch Man, there's a gorilla godlike character.
Cool. All right, Break.
He's called King. I think he's actually called King Banana or something.
That's cool. Break, let's do your plugs.
I plug the Arrowverse, and I plug Cowbell.
What about your Twitter handles, Break?
Oh, yeah, those two. You can follow me at Break_Man. I've mostly been behaved this week, just mostly throwing insults at the GOP and their bitch ass, all the bullshit, all their lies. Like, they've basically been able to do nothing but try and smear the people who've testified.
The most surprising was Vindman, a fucking career army man with a purple heart, and they're sitting up there bitching about him wearing his uniform too, which he's legally required to do. But it was sad, man. That's all I can say.
And that's the other thing. Like, not only just smearing people, like the out and out blatant lies. They're ridiculous lies. But yet people who don't pay attention are like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, the partisan people, you know, like, yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
I technically have another stinko, like, that I forgot to mention, but it was, like, Chick-fil-A's being Chick-fil-A.
So we'll talk about that next week. I'll talk about that next week, Eric. Eric, your plugs, please.
I didn't get to write anything this week, but I have stuff on sites like totallygn.com, bostonbastardbrigade.com. and VogNetwork.com, and if you like what I've written and you want to support me, as little as a dollar on my Patreon would help me out. I could get more stuff to do either more reviews or get better equipment for this own podcast.
Exactly.
Maybe help make it easier for me to stream on Twitch so I can start making videos again. Because that'll be a free for all next week. We could talk about YouTube being garbage with COPPA and stuff.
Oh, that's mark that down. Eric, because we'll definitely talk about that next week, because I RP Grinders is on the verge of not doing anything on YouTube because of that bullshit. We'll talk about it next week. Anything else?
My Twitter at EricRPG has my Patreon link in there.
Okay. Anything else, Eric?
So some other stuff, like my Switch friend code and my PSN name.
Yeah.
But, okay. Nope, that's it.
Okay. I want to thank everybody that was in chat. Commander Root was in there. Freak 5, of course. Good friend, Freak 5. Wyland was in there. Thanks for joining, Wyland. Really appreciate it. Lurks was in there. Lurks does a stream, and I want to join the streams, but I can never join. I don't know what's going on there, Lurks. Dungeon Buster was in there. I think Dungeon is playing Death Stranding. Although I think you finished it, and Winsock was in there, and Bernie was in chat. She gets upset when I don't mention but she's never in chat at the end, so I always forget to mention her. But I did mention her this week. But okay, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches if you want to send me anything. You know, I'll forward those to Breakman so he has some. You know, some stuff to say in Dear Breakman segment.
Yay!
If you want, you know,
God, thank you.
Relationship advice, if you want to know, you know, how to handle women. I mean, Breakman's...
If Freak wants to save his marriage because it's in dire need of saving right now.
Yes, yes.
he's never listening to us again.
I typed it in chat, but here's what CW should do. CW should just Batman 66 everything.
Yes.
And with cuts to FFX, the sound effects words.
Yeah.
No, that's spam and power. Put labels on all the machines that obviously tell you what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
They have a small budget, you know. They can, you see stages and stuff constantly redone, but you see that with a lot of shows. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the fact is, we get to see them do cool things like King Shark versus Gorilla Grodd. Like, that's not something we would have seen before the Arrowverse.
Yeah.
Supergirl fighting a dragon. That's not something we would have seen before the Arrowverse. You know, even though the special effects are, these are bad CGI effects, they're still, you know, it's either this or nothing.
Freak 5 has sand in his vagina. He just wants everybody to know that.
These shows get that they are shows, and they poke fun at themselves, especially Legends. God.
Yeah. He says Legends. Frank is like an abusive partner. Good friend Freak, who I just exiled. You know what?
They have their comic book shows, and they know they have flaws in their shows. They have fun with it.
I still have Exiled up there.
What I want to know is why Supergirl is fighting a dinosaur. Now I need to watch this.
Yeah, just watch
it. She fought a dragon because an alien kid. Or no, that's what the thing was. It's a real alien pet. Yeah. It's a dragon. I can't remember.
So it's an alien, but it looks exactly like a dragon.
Maybe.
Okay. Thanks everybody in chat. Thanks everybody on the archives for listening. Really appreciate it. Make sure you sign up for Disney Plus. It's really good and it's super cheap. Plenty of content for anybody.
Just don't get your data hacked.
Yeah, I know it turned back into like a little lizard when it was after it was the dragon.
It's like Monty Python. I was turning into Newt.
Watch AEW wrestling. It's really good. You really should break it. If you ever have like a Wednesday that you're not watching anything, watch AEW. It's really good.
Wednesdays are like they were the best night of television, but now shows have ended.
Yeah.
There was American Horror Story 1984. That was great. That's over. It's Always Sunny just had their season finale.
Yeah.
There's still South Park, but I think there's only like a couple episodes left of that even.
Yeah, yeah. So, be a perfect time. Perfect time for you to jump back in, Brake. And trust me.
Yeah, I know, but I don't think Mrs. Breakman would go for that very much.
There's a few good-looking men that she might not mind watching too much.
She wants to know now. Yep. They're talking about watching wrestling.
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff. Anyways... you can follow me on any of the consoles, RP Grinders on Nintendo, Xbox, and PlayStation. We won't talk anybody.
If you wanna follow me on Xbox, send me a message letting me know that you're not a troll and it's Breakman on yeah. Xbox Live.
Let's see. We're not going to be able to talk to anybody before Black Friday, so if you're going out to Black Friday, just be safe. Don't be a jerk. Let, you know, that game that's $15 is really not worth you getting your neck broke or getting in the fight or anything like that. But, yeah.
You can always try to shop online and try to price match it there if possible.
Yeah, that's true too. Are you going to play Friday tonight, Frank? Probably not, Freak Five. Bernie's going back to work tomorrow, so we had a good couple of days off, so we're going to finish it off in style. So, yeah, probably not, to be honest with you. If I do, it'll be late, Freak Five, so I may jump in later, but most likely not. Yeah, don't trample people and end up in the headlines, Dungeon says. Please.
I don't miss working on Black Fridays. I never saw any, like, trampling or anything like that, but just
it's chaotic.
A massive load of people, and it's early in the morning, and people want, this, and it's nonstop work. Like, we're just completely busy.
Exactly. If you guys want to join us, we're live every Friday, 7 Eastern, on twitch.tv/RPGrinders, and just search RP Grinders on YouTube, and you'll find us. But everybody's in the Twitch chat, so that's where you really want to be. So, all right. Anything else, guys? No? Okay.
Buy a break of PS4 and a Switch.
Yeah, exactly.
I just said PS4. He added Switch, so yeah.
You're like, yeah. Okay, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. And stay safe doing the Black Friday thing. Till then, we are
Buy me a 4K TV, too.
Yeah, exactly, while you're at it.
Can I have a 3DS as well?
Yeah, can you pre-order me?
You know what? Oh, sorry, Frank. Go ahead.
Pre-order me a PS5 while you're at it, too. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
Well, I was thinking about going backwards. Let me see the systems I didn't add. Oh, or not. You know what? That Neo Geo arcade stick. You guys give me that.
Yeah, exactly.
Genesis is going to be on sale.
Genesis.
I'm just saying.
Yep. Okay.
Hey, can you buy me the TurboGrafx-16?
Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody.
So let me see, going back, give me a Wii U. I never got one of those.
Wii U's awesome system.
3DS, I didn't get one of those.
That has most of its games on the Switch now. Most of the ones worth owning.
I've got a broken PS3, so it's not one. You know, I got broken PS3.
Oh yeah, happy Thanksgiving, everybody, as well. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy turkey time.
Yeah.